Dictation for Sage, S-A-G-E, Schumacher, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R, January 7, 2003. Addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, a follow-up for Sage, who has strong family history for FSGS. She's back to Michigan, spent the last 1 year at Arkansas. She's changing her scope of studies from nursing to occupational therapy. She's now at Saginaw Valley University, where she's also going to be able to play college volleyball. We did a video conference per patient request. Did have a concussion with negative MRI. She has no neurological sequela, and she's back on full training and games. Has not noticed any cloudiness or blood in the urine. All the extensive review system is completely negative. Present medications include for allergies, Flonase, Claritin, on birth control pills, antidepressants, Zoloft, a number of vitamins. No anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure at home, 117.77, with a weight of 162 pounds. She's 5'11". Alert orientation 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry is in July, normal kidney function at creatinine at 1. Normal potassium acid base, minor decrease of sodium at 135. Chronically, 1 plus of blood and 1 plus of protein in the urine. Protein creatinine ratio borderline high at 0.2, anemia 12.6. Advise iron pills for likely menstrual related iron deficiency, a normal white blood cell and platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic hematuria proteinuria, which likely relates to strong family history for FSGS. She has normal kidney function, normal blood pressure without any help. Everything else is normal. No restrictions in her normal activities. I don't see any indication for biopsy. She's avoiding altogether anti-inflammatory agents. The anemia likely is from menstrual periods iron deficiency. She's going to see if she can take some iron pills. She's avoiding any sort of drugs or alcohol. We will see her back in a year, end of dictation.